WTAW News. Time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 30 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning and happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. A unanimous College Station City Council approved two changes last night to the new police headquarters project at Dartmouth and Crinic Tap. Bob Brick was among those talking about the revised exterior design, which you can see online at WTAW.com.
I wish that I had seen this in an earlier iteration of this process, and I think we would have been further down the line.
James Benham was the first to react to city staff's decision to hire a construction manager at risk.
In particular, because it front loads a lot of the mistake finding by engaging the people who have to build it with the people who are designing to make sure what they're designing is buildable, and really buys them into the project.
The council learned the cost is $500,000 over the budget of $28 million. A 39-year-old Brian Mann is back in jail for the 32nd time in as many years. According to the arrest report from Bryan Police, 39-year-old Gennaro Galvin is accused of driving a stolen truck in two business burglaries last week, taking two chainsaws from We Rent It on Harvey Mitchell Parkway and four lawn trimmers from Ike's Small Engine on South College. Both times, Galvin is accused of driving through the gate and chain link fence, and at We Rent It, Galvin is accused of driving the truck into the building. College Station police watching multiple drug sales at a home on the city's southwest side led to a search of the property on Wednesday. The search led to finding several bags of crack and powder cocaine and methamphetamine packaged for wholesale or street-level sales. That resulted in the arrests of 41-year-old Robert Dincy Wilson and 29-year-old Ashley Lott, who live at the home off Rock Prairie West in the Sherwood Heights neighborhood. We've asked for an estimated street value of the drugs that were hidden in a car behind a headlight. By the middle of June, the Bryan City Council could get a consultant's recommendations on annexation. That's if the council approves a contract in 2 weeks. And there was no council opposition during a workshop this week to spend up to $115,000 for what is primarily intended to develop three recommendations to annex land around the Rellis campus.
As part of a unilateral annexation, let's say that requires a three-year plan, we'll be looking at all of those components in there, and we will already have that information should the council decide to proceed with any annexation effort in the Rellis campus area.
Planning manager Martin Zimmerman says the consultant is also aware of the city's interest in annexing land around Leonard Road and Harvey Mitchell Parkway, where Blinn College once considered building a new campus. A stolen truck and a hit-and-run driver are behind a crash Wednesday in Bryan that caused traffic signals at 29th and Briarcrest to go dark for more than 30 minutes. Bryan police report they're searching for a man behind the wheel of a 3-ton truck that was reported stolen from the Taco Bell at 29th and Barrick, which struck a utility pole on Barrick by Greenfield Plaza. Witnesses told police the man ran away but had minor injuries. A crash northeast of Bryan the night before last killed a local man. DPS is investigating whether alcohol was a contributing factor in the rollover on FM 974 near FM 2776. Troopers report the driver who died, 43-year-old Sergio Gutierrez Barrera, was ejected from his pickup as he was attempting to get it back on the pavement. The driver was not wearing a seatbelt. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 30 degrees. Be part of the show. We'd love to hear from you today. 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office.
What if I told you that a dictionary was the result of an explosion in a print shop? I doubt that you would accept that as a reasonable explanation. It simply isn't reasonable to believe that an explosion could arrange paper and ink in that way. Yet, there are those who argue that this world, which is far more ordered and complex, is the result of a big bang that occurred millions of years ago in space. That is not reasonable. Design argues for a designer. A building argues for a builder. In the book of Hebrews, we read, "For every house is builded by some man, but he that built all things is God." Hebrews 3 and verse 4. It is reasonable to believe that an all-wise and all-powerful God made this world. This Bible Minute was brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ, located at 11914 State Highway 30, College Station, Texas.
Good morning, it's 710, Newstalk 1620, WTAW, Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Weather brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community. We're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today, 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
High pressure is going to continue to build our way. It'll keep us sunny today, but it's going to be breezy and cool. Our highs are only going to be around 50. The wind will make it feel even cooler. Clear tonight. The winds will die down during the evening. Lows tonight, 25 to 30. We have sun in the forecast for tomorrow. Highs will make their way up to about 45 to 50. Clear tomorrow night, 25 to 30. And it's going to be sunny on Sunday. Temperatures are going to be close to 50 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, Aggie women's hoops, a big victory last night over Tennessee, 79-76 in overtime. Coach Gary Blair, pretty happy with the results.
Great ball game. Win or lose, that was a great ball game. Just like the South Carolina game that we had at their place, our 5,000 were involved.
We'll hear a little bit more from Coach Gary Blair coming up. It was a big victory for the Ags. We'll also touch a little bit on the Aggie men, who will be in action tomorrow against Tennessee up in Knoxville, the 24th-ranked Volunteers, as the Ags try to put a stop to a four-game skid. So we'll preview that matchup a little bit, as well as talking NBA in the Lone Star State. All that more coming up in sports.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
We're going to talk NBA.
There, you know, right now there just isn't a whole heck of a lot going on other than Aggie hoops. As far as the national scene.
Well, I mean, you could, instead of doing sports, you could tell stories from East Texas.
There you go.
You sit back. We'll put a little slow banjo music in the background.
I'll grab the jug. And
yeah, I think that'd be just fine.
Just dandy.
Because once again, there's not a lot. Did you even mention that the NFL is this weekend?
I did. Well, I didn't mention that in the little tease, but okay. We will touch a little on the NFL.
Okay.
Going to be some big games.
Talking about Saudi Arabian soccer?
No, did not.
Get this.
It's the first time women have been allowed into a Saudi sports stadium to watch the country's most popular sport. Although female spectators will be segregated, so-called family sections have been established in the stands, and there are separate entrances and parking lots. The Saudi government says it's one of a series of decisions empowering women in the kingdom. In June, women are expected to gain the right to drive.
I mean, think about this.
Moving on up.
Take a woman from U.S. America, okay?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Goes over there, and you're going, I get to go to a soccer game?
Awesome. Yeah.
This is a deal?
Right.
This is something
That's
that
crazy.
I'm supposed to think is really
right.
Different? Mm. Oh, and then there's that idea that I can drive a car
Whoa.
Also? Whoa. I know. It's like it's another world over there.
Completely.
All right. Oh, hey, I found a story on the spaceship church.
Oh, great. Oh,
another story.
More. In case you missed this, Troy, Michigan, we were talking about this in the first half hour. Guy apparently shot at the windows of a church in Troy, Michigan because he thought it was a spaceship.
The cops right. know who did it and why. That's because he called them to proudly tell them he'd protected their city from an alien invasion. What he actually shot up was Zion Church in Troy, Michigan, a modern dome-shaped building that kind of looks like it could be a huge flying saucer. No word on whether the guy will be charged. That's because cops say, and we quote, mental health could be an issue here. Gary Baumgarten,
could be.
Fox News.
And then when we think 1966, A&M Consolidated's auditorium
right.
sat there on George Bush, kind of looked like a mini Astrodome or a spaceship.
An alien spaceship.
Just letting you know, that was back in the day. Happened to be right here.
And nobody took a shot at it.
Not
that we know of.
Police in Russia say a man intentionally crashed an armored personal carrier, because I'm thinking that probably not everybody owns an armored personnel carrier, through a store window just to get a bottle of wine.
Well,
security video
needed
showed,
his vino.
I guess so. Security vino, video showed the tank slamming into the store. The man exits through the hatch, enters the store, exits with a bottle of wine. Police arrested the man a short time later. Imagine that. They say the tank was stolen and the guy was already drunk. You know, all things considered, if he's drunk and had an armored personnel carrier, the fact that all he did was bust into a store rather than kill somebody is probably good. Anyway, he's accused of crashing a car nearby as well. So. Wonder what the wine was. I mean,
yeah.
Was it the first thing that he found on the shelf? Did he actually shop it? Did he look and see? I'm just saying. Later on this morning, Chelsea, I know you'll want to know this. The moon is going to do something spectacular on January 31st.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you got time.
Okay. I thought the moon looked kind of cool today when I was on my way to work.
Well, I didn't pay attention to the moon. I was paying attention to the road.
It's like a quarter moon, wasn't it? Something like that?
Yes. Yeah, it was.
And also, by the way, there's a brand new biggest known prime number in the universe.
Oh, okay.
Because I know you're going to want to hear
math
about that.
And space. Oh,
it must be
my favorite.
It must be Friday to do that.
Right.
Math and science. Mm-hmm. We'll have all that for you today. Who is Bella Thorne? Do we know Bella Thorne?
I will
Thorne?
Google. Okay.
Bella Thorne.
Well, y'all don't know her, so it probably doesn't matter that much.
Oh, she's an actress. Yeah, I recognize her.
Well, Bella apparently texted out yesterday that she was very upset, tweeted out yesterday. She's very upset, complaining about the Highway 101 freeway being closed.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Santa Barbara. It caused her to miss her boyfriend's first date on his tour.
Oh. Heavens.
And because of the mudslides,
right.
That's why it's closed.
Because people were dying, yes.
Right,
yeah.
So
yeah.
Rob Lowe...
slammed her.
He did. Said, this attitude is why people hate celebrities in Hollywood.
Yeah.
Well, we'll add that to the list of why people do, but yes, that's one reason.
Rob Lowe laying down SmackDown.
He's right. He said, Bella, I'm sorry we inconvenienced you. We'll try to move our dead quicker.
Oh, my gosh. Wow.
Oh, man.
Yeah, apparently she deleted the original tweet and then tweeted an apology writing.
She did.
Yeah.
Explicitive, just caught up on some news, had no idea. Just caught
what?
Up on some news.
Caught up on some
news?
Had no idea. You want a perfect example of how you're not like everybody else?
Yeah. Had no idea why the 101 was shut down. Get home to your family safe. Adding a heart emoji.
Wow, okay. Mm-hmm. Hey, Monday, of course, the Twitterverse was all agog over the idea that Oprah might run for president after her speech that she gave at, the Golden Globes or whatever the award show was. Well, you know, somebody had texted out or tweeted out, who's the guy? McFarlane, Seth MacFarlane, has said just because you're a star doesn't mean that you should be in politics.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we find out actually, Oprah does have a background in politics.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Yeah. She, in fact, was the president of the drama club.
Oh!
And the National Forensic League, as well as the vice president of student council her senior year.
Wow,
so get
she's
out of the
got
way.
Check out that resume.
Yeah.
She's got a ton of experience.
That's exactly right. So it shouldn't be any surprise that she was also voted the most popular person at East Nashville High.
Okay.
Last year there, so.
Oh, Nashville. I guess I didn't know where she was from.
Yep. Just letting you know that, she's got something going on there. So
yep.
Just there. Sam's, which is owned by Walmart, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Shutting down or converting 63 stores in U.S. America.
Oh, wow.
Now, about 50 of the stores will be going out of business for good. The remainder are going to be kind of shuttered down for a month and then reopen as regional distribution centers to fulfill online purchases.
Oh.
I don't think it's going to affect Bryan College Station. I think this one's a pretty good going concern.
Ooh, thank goodness.
Yeah. Well, yeah, again.
My dad doesn't want it to affect Tyler either. We've got to make the weekly trip to Sam's.
Oh, really?
Buying in bulk on Sundays.
Do the weekly trip.
Oh, yeah.
Making a run into town, so to speak. All right. So, if you're familiar with Texas Tech University, it's in Lubbock.
Yeah.
Okay. And, you know, every school has some sort of a sign that they use with their hands.
Right.
Okay.
They use the guns up.
They do the guns up.
Right.
I guess this hasn't ever happened before. Deanna Durkin, she's 19, pulled out of a security line at the airport after she saw a fellow Texas Tech student.
Oh, really?
Yep. And did the, as they called it, finger gun symbol.
Finger guns. Wreck'em Tech.
That's it, absolutely.
What airport was this?
It didn't say.
Oh, wow.
Must not have been the Lubbock airport.
Didn't think twice when she saw the Texas Tech sweatshirt until the TSA agent tapped her on the shoulder.
Are you serious?
And asked for her ID.
Oh, wow.
She told her that she couldn't do that at the airport and took her in for a full pat-down.
Oh,
man.
She tried to explain to the TSA that this just this school thing that they
right.
do.
Right.
It's that, worth a simple Google.
Yeah, she got a warning.
A warning. I mean, what do? You get kicked out of the airport,
after
not allowed to come back?
For doing
patted down.
Up.
Yeah.
All right. Hey, we talk about firefighters and police and all first responders and the kind of training they get. And it's different training than most other city employees receive. But kind of an interesting story that happened in Florida. First responders rescued two people from a car that had crashed, but it had crashed into beehives. So everything all right in there?
I'm good.
Okay. I'm fine. Was that me?
I guess it was.
Wasn't me.
I didn't do anything.
Yeah, okay, it's all right.
So now I'm kind of freaked out a little bit.
The Northport Police Department shared a video of bees swarming the vehicles, which had smashed through several hives before hitting a tree.
Oh.
Police said on Facebook, this caused a huge issue of us being able to get to the car because there were thousands of bees swarming in the area.
Bees!
I mean, you think about that. The firefighters get there. They're trying to get to the vehicle. Oh, wait, no. There are bees there. What are we going to do? And so they kind of had to, you know, put together an idea. So what they did is they sprayed it with foam. They sprayed the bees with foam. And as a result, the bees quieted down and they were able to get in there.
Or smoke them out.
Yeah.
That's apparently it lulls them to sleep.
Yeah. But Zach's dad, he's the expert.
Like a lullaby.
Beekeeper.
Yeah. Dad's the bee whisperer.
But my thought is that they didn't have a bee whisperer in their speed dial.
Ooh.
And so
you always got to have a bee whisperer on your speed dial.
Yeah. So as a result, they decided that they just go ahead and use the foam.
The foam. Yeah. Okay.
All right. We're warning you ahead of time. This is Friday, but Monday is the unhappiest day of the year.
Oh,
I thought you were going to say of the week.
Oh, yeah, no, of the year.
January 15th. Why
really?
Is that?
Well, it'll be the unhappiest day of the year. It's called Blue Monday.
Okay.
An expert in seasonal disorders.
Oh, sad.
Identified January as the most stressful month.
Mm-hmm.
And now there is a formula that works out the worst day of the year. That would be that Monday because it takes into account not only the weather, but the debts owed after the holidays and the amount of time before you abandon your New Year's resolution, all of that. And then pile on top of that, yesterday we did a story about a week ago about how your utilities might go up a lot because of the cold weather. And then yesterday we had somebody from BTU here to once again remind you that. And yesterday I got my utility bill.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Was it?
Double.
Wow.
It was double what it normally was.
You're cranking that heater up, aren't you?
Exactly right. So there.
Man. You just stoked the fire a little bit there, Scott.
Yep, they have to do that.
Yeah, January kind of sucks.
That's true.
It's like the Monday of the year.
It's the Monday month
of the
year.
Yeah, exactly.
And once again, that's why we remind you pile on top of that you may get your utility bill over the weekend. And once again, you'll have to look at that and open it up because, you know.
Oh, I'm already not looking forward to Monday.
I know. So enjoy the weekend. Oh, wait, it's going to be too cold to go outside.
Yeah.
You won't be able to do that. Well, that's okay because now we have a new free app that's called Yumly.
Yumly.
With
okay.
two M's. Yumly. It can tell you what to cook by scanning the contents of your refrigerator. Are we going to get to the point where we can't do anything anymore in life? And we're going to have an app that scans what we have in the refrigerator?
Right.
Okay, so I went to Lowe's the other day, and I saw this. I saw the refrigerator that you can have, and it's got the clear screen or whatever, I guess, like a clear glass that's in front of it that you can open, and it's got cameras inside. You can see what's in your refrigerator.
Without opening the door.
Right, and you can use your phone app, like you were talking about, and you can look into your refrigerator from, say, the supermarket and say, oh, well, I'm out of milk or we're getting low on milk. And you can add that to a list
Wow.
On your phone. So you never even have to really make a grocery list.
Oh, my God. Wow. Think about how much time you burn making a grocery list.
Yeah.
Man, to be a
real. It's too much.
No, and then, yeah, you know what you do is you're blocking traffic in the grocery store as you're, you know, nose Standing. Deep in your phone screen trying to figure out how much milk you need.
Seeing more of that.
And people who have a list and are prepared are waiting on you.
By the way, I'm a stacker when it comes to the refrigerator. Okay. I'll stack things and I'll put things behind other things.
Yeah.
And you can't tell all that from a camera.
That's true, too.
Hello.
Yeah, it's just with what y'all are talking about, the movie WALL-E comes into mind, to where we're just going to be big moving blobs of flesh.
I think exactly what we're going to be. I cannot imagine. But here's what it does. This is what Yumly does for you, though. It doesn't just scan what's in your refrigerator. It actually, based on what it finds in your refrigerator, then we'll pull up relevant recipes that fit your preferences. I'm just saying. Works with Whirlpool smart appliances, also to control the oven and more.
It's all...
So, in other words, see, because right on, if you think about it, right now, you don't know a good recipe for tuna fish and capers, for instance.
Okay.
But, you know, because you've got Yumly... Yumly will be able to access all of those recipes out there and say, oh, gosh, let me see. You've got six-day-old salmon and mustard. What are you going to be able to do with that? Well, that's what I mean. Caller.
Yeah, can it tell when my cheese is too moldy?
Well,
that's true.
Too
moldy as opposed to just a little moldy.
Yeah.
Caller.
Yeah, if a member of the non-media was to make a comment, the next Monday is the unhappiest day of the year, they'd probably be called a racist because it's MLK's birthday.
Oh, you know.
It is Martin Luther King Jr. Day.
I didn't even get it.
And just insert that foot into that
someone
mouth
else,
there, Scott.
Someone else text messaged in, too. And asked, so, actually, some people might have a great day because they don't have work
on
Monday.
Yeah, not us. We're radio
we're working.
Hi, this is Debbie, and I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness is sponsored by Home Instead Senior Care, where to us, it's personal. Every week on Brazos Wellness, we interview healthcare and medical professionals from right here in the Brazos Valley. Join us this week where we're going to talk wills with Maria Rodriguez. I'm also going to talk to you about how to walk off fat, eat foods that help you de-stress, and keep you from 6 workout mistakes. Be sure to tune in Sundays at 8 a.m. here on 1620 WTAW. See you then.
Good morning. It's 727 of Brazos Valley Weather Forecast. It's brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan-College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let them do the driving. Going to be sunny, but going to be kind of chilly today. We probably won't make 50 degrees. Winds out of the north at 10 to 15, gusting as high as 25. Tonight, clear skies will be down to about 28 or so. Tomorrow, probably the same temps, near 50 and down in the upper 20s. Same thing as far as Sunday is concerned. Near 50, and then we probably won't freeze on Sunday night, about 36, and then some clouds start rolling in. Hey, hey, Tuesday got a chance of snow. That's what they're telling us, at least right now. Currently, winds out of the north at 16, gusting to 26. It's 29, and the chill factor is 17.
Trust a real estate agent that cares about your family. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Byinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
This week, the Supreme Court heard a case that could have a major impact on future elections. At issue is the way Ohio purges their voter rolls to keep them current. Here's how it works. If voters fail to show up for a federal election in Ohio, they're mailed a confirmation notice checking to see if they're still interested in voting. If they don't return the notice, and if they don't vote over the next 4 years, Ohio removes them from state voting rolls. Officials say that the program helps them keep track of which citizens have moved away or have died. Now, it sounds reasonable, except, of course, the liberals. They claim that Ohio's voter maintenance program is evidence of voter suppression. So a lefty civil rights front group is asking the Supremes to overturn it. Now, there's no way to predict the outcome of any Supreme Court case, but the left is worried. During oral arguments, Justice Stephen Breyer, who usually sides with the liberal side of the court, appeared sympathetic to Ohio's use of the confirmation letters. Now, regardless of the outcome, we all know what's behind the Democrats' fight against cleaning up voter rolls. They want dead voters on the rolls. They want out-of-state voters on the rolls. In some states, they need dead voters on the rolls. It's not about voter suppression. It's about election protection. This is their insurance policy that they are trying to protect.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
2018 is not just a new year. It's also an opportunity to grow your business with top talent. But how do you find it? ZipRecruiter. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Mortgage interest rates are still at all-time lows. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon, which means less real estate for your buying dollar. Whether you're looking to buy a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust Jason Bayinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. For friendly hometown family service, contact Jason Bayinski with Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Bayinski.
Does your car insurance have accident forgiveness, a vanishing deductible, or coverage for new car replacement or electronic lock and key replacement? These are just a few of the many specialty coverages AMCO Insurance can provide through our network of major insurance companies. We can help you decide how much coverage is right for you and find you the most competitive rates. Do more with your auto insurance. Visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 29 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas. Member FDIC and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The third time's a charm for those involved in designing College Station's new police headquarters.
We heard you loud and clear in previous council meetings that you did not want this to take up any more time.
Comments from Police Chief Scott McCullum before last night's city council vote approving the exterior design, which you can see online at WTAW.com. The next hurdle is financial because the cost is $500,000 over the $28 million budget. Mayor Carl Mooney was among those supporting the selection of a construction manager at risk.
Construction manager has all the tools, all the knowledge, and is able to do it.
The council was told as many as 9 companies might bid on the project. It's been more than 2 years since an adult entertainment business in College Station was locked up by state officials for failing to pay taxes. Last night, the College Station City Council approved a rezoning from rural to general commercial, which matches neighboring properties. The only council comment came from James Benham.
I just want to acknowledge the presence of some dear friends that are here who have spent an inordinate amount of time working with people who were impacted by this property and helping them get their lives back together. I really appreciate you being here for this. I know this is a big moment for you, and I want to thank you for all of your time working with these ladies.
Federal law does not allow the city to block another sexually oriented business at the site of the former silk stocking along the freeway. The property owner offered no comments to either the city council or the Planning and Zoning Commission. In 2 weeks, the Bryan City Council will take action on hiring a consultant that could lead to annexation on the city's west side. There was no opposition expressed during this week's council workshop, which the city's planning manager, Martin Zimmerman, says would generate 3 options for annexation around the Rellis campus by the middle of June.
3 different options with a sound justification. The final report will include a fiscal impact analysis, and the way we have structured the contract is that any information gathered in this effort could be used to then actually do an annexation should the council decide to proceed in that direction.
Zimmerman was also asked about having the consultant consider annexing land to the south of Rellis, where Blinn College once considered a new campus at Leonard Road and Harvey Mitchell Parkway.
In their professional opinion, if they think that any part or all of Area 2 that you saw on the other slide should be included in here, then they would do that.
A copy of Zimmerman's presentation and more of his comments are online at WTAW.com. College Station Police has arrested a couple that the department's Special Investigations Unit identified as narcotics dealers. We're waiting for CSPD to tell us the estimated street value of powder cocaine, crack cocaine, and methamphetamine found hidden in a car parked outside a home off Rock Prairie West in the Sherwood Heights neighborhood. 29-year-old Ashley Lott and 41-year-old Robert Dincy Wilson are in jail in lieu of bonds of more than $116,000 apiece. According to the arrest report, the drugs were in bags packaged either for wholesale or street-level purchases. Inside the suspect's house, officers found multiple boxes of baking soda, which is used in cooking powder cocaine to crack. Wednesday's search followed officers watching multiple drug sales over the last year. According to online records, this is Wilson's 19th time in jail since 1994 and Lott's fifth trip in 8 years. A Bryan man released from jail 5 weeks ago on charges of thefts with prior convictions and unauthorized use of a motor vehicle is back in jail again on similar charges. According to online records, it's the 32nd time in jail for 39-year-old Gennaro Galvin. He is accused of driving a stolen truck into the We Rent It store on Harvey Mitchell Parkway, damaging a chain link fence and gate along the way, then taking two chainsaws and driving away in the damaged pickup. The day after that, Galvin is accused of breaking into Ike's small engine on South College by breaking a window and damaging the chain link fence and gate and taking four lawn trimmers. According to the arrest report, Galvin was found about 1 hour after the second burglary, leaving a convenience store. Galvin, who denies the charges, is held in lieu of bonds totaling $85,000. A Bryan man died the night before last from a crash northeast of the city. DPS reports 43-year-old Sergio Gutierrez Barrera, who was not wearing a seatbelt, was ejected from his pickup. The crash on FM 974 happened after the truck left the road, then rolled after the driver attempted to get the vehicle back on the pavement. Troopers believe alcohol may have been a contributing factor. Bryan police are looking for a hit-and-run driver of a stolen vehicle who was responsible for a traffic jam Wednesday night at 29th and Briarcrest. The vehicle struck a utility pole near the major intersection on Barrick by Greenfield Plaza, which caused the traffic signals to go dark for almost 1 hour. The unidentified driver left on foot and, according to witnesses, had minor injuries. 2 hours after the crash, police received a call that the vehicle was stolen from the Taco Bell at 29th and Barrick. And some Texas A&M students living on campus returned to their dorm rooms to discover missing items. University police say there was no forced entry in two rooms at Mosier Hall during Christmas break. Miscellaneous items were taken between December 13th and yesterday. Anyone with information is asked to contact UPD. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 29 degrees. You can call or text us 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, president of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Whether you have a swimming pool or are looking to build one, trust the Pool Guy. With a large professional staff, the Pool Guy can properly maintain your swimming pool, saving you time and money. The Pool Guy is the only local service center trusted by all pool manufacturers to service their products. Any pool repair, large or small, the Pool Guy's experienced technicians can handle it. For pool supplies, toys, and free water testing, visit the Pool Store. Trust the experience of the Pool Guy to ensure your pool construction and maintenance is done right. Call 575-6200 for the Pool Guy.
The moment you start up a Toyota Tundra or Tacoma, you become part of a whole secret society full of folks who crave life beyond the civilized world, who climb mountains simply because they're there, who howl with wolves, wrestle largemouth bass, and camp out under stars that you never get to see in the city. And when they've had their fill of the great outdoors, they simply turn their trucks around and
head back to so-called civilization. If you know what we're talking about, you're in. The virtually indestructible new 2018 Toyota Tundra and Tacoma, equipped with Toyota Safety Sense Standard.
Right now, qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing on Toyota trucks. Hurry in today. Toyota, let's go places.
Drivers should always be responsible for their own safe driving. Depending on the conditions of the roads, vehicles, weather, etc., the systems may not work as intended. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and N131-18.
Good morning, 7:39, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW, in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And the weather is sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF, go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Abundant sunshine over the next several days, but not very warm. We're under the influences of a different air mass. Lots of sunshine and breezy for today. We'll struggle to get to 50. Tonight, clear cold. 25 to 30, winds diminish through the evening. Sunshine for tomorrow, highs will be 45 to 50. Clear, 25 to 30 tomorrow night. More sun on Sunday, but it's another cool one. High temperature Sunday, around 50. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, a big win for Fighting Texas Aggie women's hoops last night.
4/10 of a second left. There's the inbound. It's a throw down court. And Texas A&M has won this one 78-76 in overtime. Wow.
Tom Turberville with the call on KZNE Radio. Yeah, it was a big win, 79-76, as Tom said, over the number 6 ranked Tennessee Lady Volunteers. That was their first loss of the year. The Aggs improved to 14-4 overall and 3-1 in SEC play. We'll hear a little bit from Coach Kerry Blair coming up, as well as going to preview the men's game tomorrow against the Tennessee Volunteers. So hopefully the guys can repeat what the women did last night. All that more coming up in sports.
There you are. It's 7:41. These dang British people just don't know how to talk.
No.
Yep, nope.
They say words funny.
Yep, nope.
Yep. Squirrel, we've been missing for 2 months. We had no idea that it was squirrel.
Squirrel.
Blimey.
Yeah. But then there's other words.
Next up, right on schedule, is the word schedule. Now,
schedule.
I am
schedule.
Often goaded into saying this word for Americans. It's quite embarrassing because not only do they giggle, but they tell me that I'm incorrect. And then I can't really rebut them on that. Because if you look at the word historically, it actually originates from Greek. And typically speaking, a lot of Greek loan words that begin with S-C-H, like the word school, are pronounced sk. Schedule in this case, whereas it's words like schmaltz that came from
schmaltz.
German that get that kind of sh sound. So really, I think Americans, I'll give you this one. You
oh, thanks,
you.
Appreciate
don't get
it.
Used to it.
Schedule.
Remember, you may have won the War of Independence, but we reinvaded you with the Beatles and Harry Potter and David Beckham.
That is true.
Everything cool from England.
Everything cool.
So there. Okay, so we win that one, but they did that other cool
thing. All the cool things that you go from the 60s to the 90s, or the 50s, I guess, for the Beatles.
Schedule.
60s for the Beatles.
60s for the Beatles.
Garage is another weird one. Garage.
Garage.
Well, and he mentions garage, and the thing is, he said, you know, it really sounds, garage sounds better the way we say it.
Oh, yeah.
Garage sounds kind of weird.
Yeah, that does sound strange.
But he's got a bunch of car things. We'll do that. Yeah,
sometimes I say schedule just for funsies.
Do you?
Yeah.
Just so people will look at
it. Yeah.
Yeah.
People will be impressed by me.
So, you know, they say we all have a book inside of us. And some of us actually write books. And then some of us actually write books that sell. Well, congratulations to Randall Hansen. His book is back on the bestseller list.
Okay.
He is a professor of political science at the University of Toronto. And his book examines the Allied bombing of Germany during the Second World War.
Okay.
Okay, so why after 10 years is it back on the bestseller list? Because its title is Fire and Fury.
Oh,
yeah.
So people are buying it thinking it's Trump's book?
Is that scary or what?
Are they making
what?
A mistake?
Is that scary
wow.
or what?
Got to pay attention to who the author is.
People are confusing the two books, and they're buying his since the earliest printing of Wolf's book is sold out.
Hey, that bodes well for him, though.
Yeah, sure.
He said, I haven't seen this level of interest since the book first came out. And then he realized that
they're not interested.
Yeah, they don't really care.
Oh,
it just happens
read
to
the book sleeve.
That's right.
And see what kind of pictures are in it.
Huh.
Just saying, it's got good pictures.
That's right.
It's a keeper.
Caller.
Yeah, what I don't get is, you know, the British think that they're their version of English is proper, but they tag an R after every A that they say. And that just drives me nuts.
And that's, again, there's any number of videos with this guy, and we'll plow through them, but they do. They just say different words, like bonnet. What the hell are they talking about?
A bonnet.
Yeah, anyway. Okay, so, yes, U.S. Americans get confused over book titles, and then there's this, the Twitter battle over the size of the nuclear buttons that are possessed by the president and by Kim Jong-un has now caused a spike in the sale of drugs that protect you against radiation poisoning.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know there were drugs.
Yeah, there are. The website, nukepills.com.
Nuke Pills.
Says there's a big jump in sales of potassium iodide. The website is a top distributor of potassium iodide in the United States. North Carolina-based company sold out of a month's supply in 48 hours.
Wow.
That came after Trump had tweeted that he had a much bigger and more powerful button than Kim, who said he had a button right there. So in the two-day period that followed, Nuke Pills shipped more than 140,000 doses of potassium iodide. It blocks the thyroid from absorbing the radioactive iodine.
I think I'd be more worried about the explosion, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
I think that would kind of, the whole eviscerating you on spontaneously type deal. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The whole blinding light and you end up being basically ashes on the floor.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I could see where that would probably be a case that could happen. Okay, Adam St. Clair, he's 30 years old. He stole computers and textbooks and other items from the University of Charleston.
Okay.
Then he turned around and sold the items on his online Amazon store. He's sentenced to 5 years probation for his crimes. He apologized to his family and to the school. And St. Clair was a student at the school, but he's not any longer. He works for Amazon.
Oh.
Yeah. That Amazon, where he had sold... Well,
where he sold the stolen goods.
Maybe up until this story hit the public.
Right.
He worked at Amazon. He may not anymore.
Mm.
Just letting you know. And if you weren't in Augusta, Maine on Wednesday, you missed out on the first annual Augusta Gourmet Grilled Cheese Sandwich Contest.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, that does sound pretty good.
Since nobody knows grilled cheese like kids, all the competitors were 12 or younger.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah. The top prize went to a 10-year-old named Jade Eastman. Competitors were given a half an hour to prepare their best sandwich. Jade won a supermarket gift bag. Well, I hope it had groceries.
A supermarket gift bag.
Supermarket gift bag.
That sounds like a great prize.
Yeah. Along with an apron and a chef's hat. So there you go.
Oh.
Took the 77th annual agricultural trade show going on there in
Chelsea. Have you ever had a grilled cheese with guac on it? You ever had a guacamole grilled cheese?
I have not.
I've heard of this, and I figured with you being lover of
I've had
guacamole.
had one with bacon on it. I guess it had an avocado. Okay, I take that back. It had avocado, but it wasn't guacamole.
It had a slice of avocado.
Correct.
Slice of avocado.
All right. Mm-hmm.
All right, here you go. What do people post on Instagram so that you can know that they travel, according to a new survey? A huge number of Americans have barely traveled any place. Get this, 40% have never left the country.
Okay.
Wow, that's crazy.
54% have visited fewer than 10 states.
Okay.
13% have never been on an airplane. And 11% have never left their home state.
That's nuts.
Wow.
Survey found that 76.
Why would I want to leave Texas?
That's
yeah,
right.
Well, that is
it's
true.
It's got everything. It's perfect.
And it takes forever to get out of here.
It
true.
Does. It, yeah, well, if you're in a car, it does. So the survey found that 76% of people wish they could travel more, but 10% are perfectly fine just staying where they are. Hey, why not? 748.
Hi, this is Dennis Kubetska from Interstate Batteries, where we know batteries. It's all we do. This colder weather can be tough on your car battery. Have you had yours checked out? Don't be left in the cold. Stop by Interstate Batteries today and we'll perform a free battery check. We can determine if you need a new battery or if it just needs to be charged to get you back up to speed. We're not going to sell you something you don't need. When you have a battery question, come see the experts at Interstate Batteries, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, or give us a call to find a dealer near you. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family, and I want to thank Drs. James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology for bringing the Focus on the Family minute to you each morning.
There is no fountain of youth, but you can reverse the signs of aging. Child's Dermatology offers an array of solutions for your skin, like the Restylane family of fillers to smooth away wrinkles and add fullness, Dysport injections with quicker and longer-lasting results than Botox, Cool Touch laser therapy to replenish your own natural collagen, and the Beta Lift X Peel that leaves skin with a smooth and tight appearance in just minutes. Book your appointment to start looking younger. Call Child's Dermatology at 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
Photographs and home videos are priceless treasures. They capture family memories we can never relive again. No one understands that more than Chris Flores. One summer, Chris went snorkeling in Minnesota's Temperance River and stumbled upon a GoPro camera, half buried in the mud but still dry in its waterproof case. Chris later scanned the files and discovered videos taken in the spot where he had found the camera and of the family who had lost it the summer before. They laughed together as they jumped into the water from the cliffs. But on the last jump, the GoPro fell off and disappeared into the murky water. Right then, Chris knew he had to return the camera, and that took some detective work. Another video showed the owner running drills with his SWAT team. On the shoulder of his uniform, there was a patch, and Chris could just make out the county name. Soon after, Chris reunited Sergeant Kyle Pilston with memories he thought he'd lost forever. Why was Chris so determined to return family videos to someone he didn't even know? Well, because a year earlier, his 4-month-old daughter unexpectedly died, and Chris's most cherished possession had become a snapshot of her, taken the night before she passed away. Chris understood the significance of videos that showed a family laughing and playing together. They were somebody's family memories. They were somebody's priceless treasure. For more to help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
2018 is not just a new year. It's also an opportunity to grow your business with top talent. But how do you find it? ZipRecruiter. One click sends your job ad to over 100 of the web's leading job boards. But ZipRecruiter doesn't stop there. Their smart matching technology will instantly alert quality candidates about your job. That means you'll start getting great candidates with the right experience almost as soon as your job is posted. No wonder 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site in just one day. The right candidates are out there. This is how you find them. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
People from businesses of all sizes trust ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. We're so confident ZipRecruiter will get you better results than anywhere else. We'll let you try it free. That's right, free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. The sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Good morning at 7:52. Number 17 Texas A&M women's basketball picked up a huge win last night.
0.4 seconds left. There's the inbound. It's a throw down court, and Texas A&M has won this one 78-76 in overtime. Wow.
Tom Turberville with the call over on the zone. In a game that changed leads 17 times, Danny Williams hit 3 free throws in the waning seconds as the Aggies handed number 6 Tennessee its first loss of the year. Here's Coach Gary Blair after the victory.
Great ball game. Win or lose, that was a great ball game. Just like the South Carolina game that we had at their place, our 5,000 were involved. And I think that's what really helped us. We made a lot of runs during the ball game. Every time we made a run, they had an answer for it.
Kyla Hilsman finished the night with 22 points and 11 rebounds as she traded blows with Tennessee big Mercedes Russell.
It was exactly that. It was a battle. She would score, I would score. She get a rebound, I get a rebound. It was just back and forth of us battling against each other. And I have major respect for Russell. I don't know if you guys saw, but we were chatting it up at the end of the game, giving each other major props. So, I mean, I really respect her as a player. She's a great athlete, long, athletic, skilled. So she's got it all. And I really just tried to come out there and just go as hard as I can because I know if I slack off a little bit, she's good for 30.
It marked Williams' third straight game with 20-plus points scored. Now, Hilsman's third straight game with 20-plus points scored. Danny Williams also scored 22 for the Aggies. as they improved to 14-4 overall and 3-1 in SEC play. Now in the men's game, the Aggie guys have a big matchup tomorrow as they head to Knoxville to take on number 24 Tennessee. The Maroon White are off to a pretty poor start in SEC play at 0-4. Hopefully they can turn that around tomorrow when they tip off at 5. Broadcast will be right here on WTAW. The Texas A&M women's swimming and diving team had a strong first day at the TYR Pro Swim Series in Austin with 8 swimmers earning top 8 finishes. Next up, the ladies compete in the 100 backstroke, 200 butterfly, 100 breaststroke, 100 freestyle, 200 IM, and 800 freestyle later on today. Former Louisville volleyball assistant coach Kobe O'Donnell has been named Texas A&M's next associate head coach. O'Donnell comes to Aggieland after 1 year at Louisville, where he helped lead the Cardinals to the ACC championship and a return to the NCAA tournament. Out on the floor, San Antonio was on the road last night, paying a visit to the LA Lakers.
And the Lakers will be able to dribble it out. The Lakers snapped the Spurs' 7-game winning streak here at Staples Center against the Lakers as Luke Walton comes over to shake the hand of Spurs head coach Greg Popovich. Leading the way tonight for the Lakers, Brandon Ingram with 26 as they take advantage of 21 turnovers and outscored the Spurs 32-27. The final score from Staples Center in Los Angeles, Lakers 93, Spurs 81.
It was a tough loss for the Spurs, who were forced to play without injured starters Kawhi Leonard, Tony Parker, and Danny Green. Now tonight, the Houston Rockets take their 2-game win streak on the road as they pay a visit to the Suns in Phoenix. Tip-off is at 9:30 out in the desert. And the NFL's divisional round gets underway tomorrow. Things kick off at 3:35 in Philadelphia with the Eagles hosting the Atlanta Falcons. The nightcap will feature the New England Patriots and Tennessee Titans at 7:15. On Sunday, the Jacksonville Jaguars visit the Pittsburgh Steelers at noon, and the Saints and Vikings round out the weekend with a 3:40 game in Minnesota. And that's been your morning sports update. I'm Zach Taylor, and your deal of the day today, a 2011 Toyota Tacoma. Now, if you're looking for a truck, but you don't want something that's huge, you're going to be a hassle to park, this is the perfect truck for you. Listed at a price of $16,494. It's a can't-pass-up deal. Again, a 2011 Toyota Tacoma, $16,494. Team Ford of Navasota off of Highway 6. You go south from College Station, you can't miss them. I'm Zach Taylor, and that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota.
Hi, this is Eric at Sunshine Fun Pools. I'd like to give a huge thank you to our incredible pool owners for making 2017 a record year for Sunshine Fun, and 2018 has started off with a bang. Now that we're in the new year, folks are resolving to get in shape, so we're seeing quite a few requests for exercise, swim lanes, and volleyball playing surfaces. And that's been a lot of fun from a designer's point of view. But most importantly, they're committing to spending more quality time with family and friends. And of course, Sunshine Fun Pools has the perfect solution for that. I was recently asked if I could share one thing about building pools this time of year, what would it be? I'd say get things going now before you have to stand in line. You really want to get in front of the mad rush that we see every March. We can have you relaxing in your custom therapy spa before most folks realize that they'll need a pool before that summer heat returns. Come visit us now for fantastic financing opportunities and the best pool and spa equipment in the business from Hayward at Sunshine Fun Pools.
For 0% interest for 36 months or to supersize your spa for free, visit sunshinefunpools.com.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott, introducing Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions and budget constraints. Let us simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. You'll have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
A couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Apparently for most of us, taking a selfie is to put on Instagram a full-time job, right?
Mm-hmm. Do it for the gram.
According to a new survey, only 5% of women, 16% of men take just one selfie and then post it. 48% of women, 58% of men take between 2 and 5 pictures.
Wait.
What is this, the Sears Portrait Studio?
The number for women is lower than the number for men?
That's what it says here.
I don't believe that. I don't believe you.
About 3% of both men and women take more than 25 selfies.
Zach, you take more selfies than I do.
What do you mean I take more selfies than you do?
I'm just saying. I
do you're saying
they take that many.
Yeah.
But to post one.
Yeah. The survey also found that half the people take more than 3 minutes taking pictures and then touching them up through filters before they ever post.
Yeah, got to do the filters.
I'm just saying.
Because, you don't look good enough in regular
mode. What is this music from?
This is Shower Thoughts.
These are Shower Thoughts
music.
Dogs, the original Your Package Has Delivered notification system.
Wait, what?
Dogs. That's true.
Dogs.
Dogs.
They'll alert you. Yeah. They'll let you know.
I see.
Or somebody's at the door.
Smelling is like breathing normally, except you think more about it.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah.
Big people go to the gym to get smaller. Small people go to the gym to get bigger.
Very true.
And think about this. When butterflies fall in love, do they feel humans in their stomach?
Aww. Aww. I've got humans in my stomach.
That's creepy.